The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Four lines down, quote from the Mishnah, Ve'en Oseyei Nezek Ad She'ered Labor. That's in the Mishnah. The process of making the wine. So for the wine to become Yayin Nezek, if the goy touches it, it's going to be Asur. That's only when it lands in the pit. As long as it's sliding down the gat, that is where they press them, slides down the gat. At that point it's okay, according to the Mishnah, then it goes into the bor. Once it gets to the bor, that's the receiving receptacle where the wine ends up. So we say that at that point it becomes Yayinisk, implying that that's when the wine finishes its process. We know the Ma'asrot. Yayin, when is Yayin obligated in Ma'asir? We know the rule of Ma'asir. Not chayav in ma'aser till gemar melacha, till the item is finished. So when is yayin chayav in ma'aser? Mishiyikapeh, when the sediments float up to the top of the wine, which means it's even after the bor. Because we learned when it goes into the bor, you still have sifting. Some of the sediments float up to the top. So how are you telling me that it's yayin nesech? Once it falls into the bor, still not wine yet. According to the Shita of the Mishnah, it doesn't become Hayav and Ma'asir until it actually, the stuff starts to float on top. So, Karayav is Tida between the two Mishnayot. When is the completion of the wine? Amar Rava Kashya. Rava says there's no question. Harbi Akiba, Harbana. That Mishnah over there in Ma'asirot, it's going according to Rabbi Akiva. Titania, we have a Braita. Yayin. Mishiyered labor. Oh, that's one opinion. When is Yayin Hayav in Ma'asir? Mishiyered labor. And that's our Mishnah that says that's when it becomes Yayin Nesek. Mishiyered labor. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mishiyekaper. Rabbi Akiva says no. It goes into the bor and it's sifted. And the sediments float up. So you see, it's a machlokin in Ma'asir. So the same machlokin you have in Ma'asir is the machlokin you have in Yayin Nesek. If Rabbi Akiva by Yayin Nesek will say in the Chedamet, Mashiach Kapeh, it's not Chayav Yayin Nesek until it falls to the bor and the sediments start to float up. Ibayelihu. So wait, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said Mashiach Kapeh. That's what it really means when the Hartzanim, when the dregs of the wine start to float up. Ibayelihu. Kipui de bor okle kipui de habit. Which kipui? Who told you it's kipui de bor? After they put it on the board, what do? They transfer it to barrels. Maybe Rabbi Akiva holds that it doesn't become Hayav and Masin until you actually put it in a barrel. And then it would mean that for Yayin Nesek, it doesn't become Yayin Nesek until it's in the barrels. Who told Rabbi Akiva says Mishiyei Kapeh? Which Kipui is it talking about? Kipui of the board or Kipui of the Habit? Tashema Detnan. We have a Mishnah. Yayin Mishiyekape. Yayin, when is it Hayav in Masrot? When it starts to float up the sediments. Af al Pishekipa. Even though they started to float up, Kolet min Hagat Ha'Elyona Umin Atzinor Vishote. Which means, you're allowed to still drink from the gat. Gat is the stage before the bor. So it's until Kipui happens, right? Even though you're waiting Mashiach Kapeh Chayav and Masrot, but you're still able to drink from the wine from the gat without having to worry about an issue of Masrot. So what does that teach me? Shema mina Kipui de bor ka'aminan. And the fact that it's telling me that I could drink from the gat, that must be that Kipui is Kipui of the bor. Why is it telling me that? Rashi. Rafa Pishikapa. See Rashi right in the center there. Ra'afa pisha kapam mashe bebor kolet menagar. That doesn't say mashe bebor. Rashi says that. Ra'afa pisha kapam mashe bebor kolet menagar ta'anyono b'shoteh she'oto shelo yerad nabod non gmar melachto. As long as it didn't go to the bor yet, it's like said gmar melacha. And from the pipe is, so to speak, where the wine flows from the gut into the board. You can drink from there. So what do you learn from this? Shema mina, kipui de board kamar. Why me de katani? Rafapi shekapa kolet menagat. Di bahabiyot ma anyano etzel gat. Exactly. And the fact that the Mishnah, the Braita, this is a Mishnah, the Mishnah is comparing the floating process to the gut. Now the gut is next to the bor. So he's saying that even though even though the hartzanim are floating on top, it's still mutar to drink the wine from the gut and from the chinur. That means it's comparing things that are next to each other. What's next to the bor? The gut. So the habit, ma'anyan habit, which is already in the warehouse, in the barrels, next to the God. Let's compare you two things that are close to each other. Even though the wine is floating, the sediments are floating in the board, it's still permissible to drink from the God because it didn't get to the board yet. So, Shvami na, Rabbi Akiva held, the kipui is in the board. Shvami na, v'atani, we have a problem. Rav Zvid, v'deber, bi oshaya. Yayin, again, same story by Maaser. What is a Hayam in Maaser? Mishiered labor vikape. That's one shita. When it goes into the bor and it starts to float up the sediments. Rabbi Akiva omer, but Rabbi Akiva says, no. Mishiyishle behabiyot. Beferush. Rabbi Akiva clearly says, not until you put it in the barrels, until you draw it into the barrels. So we have a problem. Rashi, Lashon Hashole Dagim Minayam. What is Mishi Yishle? It's like what it says in Hulin, where it says when you're fishing, Shole Dagim Minayam, or Mishi Yishle Ayayim in a bor, that you draw it from the bor, Linatin Bahabiyot. Okay? You just told me earlier that if we give out holes in the bor, now you're telling me it's in the barrels, make up your mind. Okay, so we'll explain the first braita also. That what? Yain mishiyered dabor v'ikaper v'yakiva omer mishiyishle b'habiyot. Good. Change that also. So really, Rabbi Akiva holds it is the barrels. All it said before is mishiyikaper. Says mishiyikaper is b'habiyot. Oh, you have a problem then. You have a problem. Ve'ela matnitin diktani. Eno oseyayin nesek ad sheyered labor. What does that Mishnah say? When does it become yayin nesek? Bor. According to that, lematlata tanaehi. Does that mean you have three opinions? Which means, going into the bor sounds like even before the stuff started to float up. So it comes out that you have three opinions. When is it gemar? Falling into the board, floating the stuff in the board, or barrels? You tell me that is there's three shitot you're telling me now over here in this subject.
Yeah, on the guy itself, like I
said. Before you get to Ravuna. I hear what you just said. Amishnah says it's going down to the board. The Braita sounds like it's got to go to the board and the floating. Rabbi Akiva is going to say it's going to be the Habit. That's what you're going to say. Who else says, no. Shayani Yayinesech. Dahamir Uberabana. Yayinesech. They were Mahmir. Really, for Maaser, the earliest stage is born with the floating. But for Yayin Nesek, they're going to catch it even a stage before that. Because Chumrav Yayin Nesek, once it goes into the board, even before the item started to float, it's going to. So therefore, there's a difference between Maasrot and Yayin Nesek. I'm going to catch it a little early. Gemara says, Urava de lo shani le mokim le ketlat atanei. Rava was the first rabbi. How did we start today's Gemara? We started today's Gemara, we quoted our Mishnah. Mishnah is Zaynesek, doesn't become to foster bor. So we had a question. What was the question? The question was, aye, but in Ma'asrot, we see that it's from when it, Mashiach Kapeh, when it starts to float up. He said, oh, no, that's according to the Bi'akiva. Bi'akiva says, so when it floats up. According to the way we're learning now, floating up according to Bi'akiva is barrels. And what? And the rabbi over there is saying, no, it's the floating up in the board. And now Mishnah is saying, it's board. And Rava held that Ma'asrot and Yayin Nesech is the same, which means he was. It's the same time. We said, oh, the Mishnah and Yayin Nesech is going like Rabbanan. And that over there that says Mashikvu is Rabbi Akiva. He didn't answer, oh, we're Mahmir at an earliest stage. So Rava de lo shani, they quote the way that's not mechalik between Yayin Nesech and the Chayuv Ma'asir, Mukim Nekitlat Tatanaev. You have to see in the Kerem, there's three Tanaim. Because it comes out, you're going to have, you have Mashiach Peh Bebor, Mashiach Peh, or Mashiach Shle Bechabiyot, and then you have Amishna, when it goes to the Bor. According to the other Shita, you only have two Shitot. But Yayin Nesek, there's a Chumrah. Mashiach, according to Rava, you'll have three Shitot by Maaseh. When is it Gemar Melacha? It's not the pshat that there's a Chumrah by Yayin Nesek. You have three Shitot, Nashi. Rava de lo shani le medeutve le el Maaseh mi Yayin Nesek. And the fact that he asked a direct head-on question from Yayin Nesek to Ma'asir, the Matnitim v'shani Rava l'kasha, and he said, there's no question. Amar lo shani le. Obviously, there's no difference between the two cases. The shani le, the mashani Yayin Nesek, the Achmiru ben Abinah. When he asked the question in the first place, for shani Yayin Nesek, akurak mukila ketlat tanae. Okay, must be he holds that there indeed is three tanae. Okay. Gemara, mashe bebor asur, mashar mutar. Okay, what do we say in the Mishnah? Whatever falls into the bor becomes asur at that point. And mashar mutar, the leftovers, meaning the gat, we said is mutar. Amar Rabuna. So back to Rabuna. What did we say, Lamasa, yesterday in Rabuna? Even what's in the gat remains asur. Once it starts to flow down into the bor, the stuff in the gap is already asur. That was the Rabuna. Correct? So it says, Amar Rabuna lo shanu ela shelo yahzir gargutni lagat. Aba lehazir gargutni lagat asur. That which we said in the Mishnah, that the gat wine is mutar, that's only that you didn't put the gargutni. Gargutni is the misaninit. That's the filter. He didn't put the filter. Then we'll say it's okay. Avali hazir gargutni lagat. But if you put the filter in there, then it's going to be asur. So it's got to do with a filter. Look at that sheet. Gargutni, fourth line. Husal gadol, it's a basket. Shekashur betzinor, it's connected to the pipe. Vayayin yored min atzino letocho, goes from the pipe into this basket, metocho lebor, and into the there to the bor. It's a filter. Kedil esrin ayayin mezagin mehasalim, to filter it from the sediments. Asur ab mashabigat. Ah, so again, Amishnah that said mashabigat mutar. That's all we're talking about. We're here for the filter. But if you have the filter, the mashabigat is asur. So when it says gargut nigufa b'mayka mitzera. Need to be the yain that's in this gargutni into this filter. Why does it become asur? You have to say benitzok, because where's this filter? This filter is right next to the bor. You have the gad, the wine's floating down from the gad, and then you have the tzinor, the pipe where it goes through the pipe, and in the pipe there's a filter, and the filter's touching the filter is not touching, let's say. The filter is the wine from the filter is falling into the bor. So he goes, you know what the pshat is? Why the stuff in the filter is going to be asur? Because we're going to use the principle of nitzok. What does nitzok mean? Something that's a flow that's attached is like it's connected. And if, since you have a flow, nitzok, from the filter to the bor, and already you're telling me mashab bor is asur, so therefore what's in the filter is also going to be asur. Because you have a chibur. Right? So the Gemara says, according to this, we could solve an age-old question that we have throughout Shas: is Nitzok a chibur or not? What did anybody mean this la'ayah then? If it's so pashut to Ravuna that what's connected from the Gargutni to the Bor is Asur, that must be Asur Mishum Nitzok. So here it is, you solve the answer, Nitzok is chibur then. Which is a question always: is Nitzok chibur or not? Here you see, it's a chibur. But she says, "Ulkaman basukher tapu'er peligiba." That's a ma'alokin. And here you see clearly from the Mishnah, it's telling you it is a chibur. So Gemara says, "Kedetani Rav Chiya." It says, "No." Shepehasatu sluhito. Hakanami shepehasatu boro. Which means later on we're going to see that's talking about over there a case where you fill the cup of the goy until the water was touching the actual misaninit. So it wasn't pshat, a flow. It was pshat, it was so filled up that it was actually touching. It was overflowing with actually touching. The bor was so high that it actually touched chibur. Wasn't it so? That's why it's asur. So again, that Ravuna came along and explained in the Mishnah. That was said, what's in the gat is mutad. That's why we didn't put the gargutni. But if you put the gargutni and the wine level in the board is so high, it's actually touching the water and the wine. So it's chibur. Once it's chibur, so then it becomes asud as well. Now that's
only at that point.
At that point. Now the only question is that it's such a pashut thing. Pashut, what do you mean? It's touching it. So the pshat is like this. Pshat is like this. Even though you're telling me in the Mishnah that it's not considered wine until it falls on the bor, and therefore in the Gargutni it's really not considered wine, and if it's not considered wine, then it's considered min b'she'enu mino. What's touching and mixing is two different items, and you can make a bitul on such an item. On two different items is a shayach bitul. Kamashman avuna. No, that once it gets to the Gargutni and there's a chibur, it's considered yayin at that point. And therefore the touching of it from the bor to here is yayin and yayin. It's yayin shebe bor and yayin shebe gargutni, and mim she'enu bino eno batel, and therefore it becomes all yayin nesech if the goy touches it at that stage. You can call it yayin at that stage as well. Again, but it wouldn't be yayin, it's going to be asun necessarily. Because it only becomes asun if it falls to the bor. But it'll be considered yayin enough that if it touches the bor, meaning there's a chibur, that is considered yayin to be, that this yayin of the bor is also the yayin of the gargutni, yayin be yayin, and therefore everything is going to be asur. The yayin from the.
And the
gat
too then?
The gat's
always.
No, the gat is mutar. The gat is mutar. The gat, the stuff in the gat is asur once you put the gargutni, because everything becomes attached. It's chibur, exactly. And the wine of his touching the. This is the way we originally understood the Mishnah. Before Ravuna said that the gat itself is asur, he didn't make a chiluk of gargutni and not gargutni, the gat itself is asur. Pointed out, kefishet by Israel. This is only the Mishnah Rishonah. לפי המשנה האחרונה, היין שבגד קראו יין גם לעניין דיני יין נסך. להראה שהוא נמשך, once it moved already, right? Once it flowed, we said. מכיוון שאנו דנים על מקרה שכאן שכן עובדי כוכבים, so it's asur immediately, כי נסתם ינם. מכל מקום, החידוש של דברי רבונה נוגע גם למשנה האחרונה. Oh, רבונה זה חידוש שאומרים את הגלגותני, there is a נפקא מינה for the... The Mekresh Shel Gat Melea Upekuka. Oh, remember what we said? Now, when I would say, let's say you plugged up the gut, so there's no moving. Right? The grapes are packed in there, so when you press the grapes, it's just sitting there. So in that case, when I will say, mutar. ומורתו של אבונה למדנו שבכל מקום הוא כן קלו יין לעניין הלכות תערובת. But if that wine that's in there, it'll be called wine לעניין תערובת, and therefore נפקמינה. You have the wine in the gut plugged up. It's not considered wine for Yain Nesach, but it's wine לעניין mixture. Nafkamina, if a drop of Yain Nesach would fall in that mixture, it's not batil. It's Yain b'Yain. Min b'mino eno batil. Yer nafkamina? What pound? What did we just say? By Rabu Rabuna said, the Yain in the God is mutar. Okay, that's what Mishnah says. But if you have the Gargutni attached and it's overflowing in the board, and the board and the Gargutni are touching each other, so they have Chibur. So the Chibur of the Yain of the board that's touching the Yain in the God, it's all said. Pidush. We're going to call this Yayin Legabet Tarovet to be osed. That this Yayin, which the Yayin, the board is definitely Yayin, is going to osed this stuff in the gut, which we're going to call Yayin, the Yayin Tarovet, to be osed Yayin be Yayin. The Vasim, we don't hold like this. We hold that even the Yayin in the gut, without a Chibur to the board, is considered Yayin. Once it starts to flow. Oh, so what's the case that when I says the Yayin in the gut is Mutar? When you fill the yayin in the gut, you plugged it, so it's not moving, it's just sitting there. But there's still be enough kamina. That, you're right, it's not yayin and yayin nesek, but it'll be yayin and yayin ta'arovet. That if somebody comes and takes a drop of yayin nesek and drops it into this gut that's not moving, the wine is just sitting there, it'll be considered mimino, and it will not be, but, so there's enough kamina in what he just said over here. Story, Ayunuka. There was a little child. Okay. He studied Avodah Zarah at 6 years old. He was already an expert in Masechet Avodah Zarah at the age of six. So they asked him a question. Mahu ledroch ima oved kochavim begat. There's a question we had yesterday. Can you crush grapes with the goy in the gat? Want to get money? We learned above you can't do that. Well, anyway, we said above, a Jew cannot work with the goy. Which means we learned on yesterday's daf. Once with the Nekot Rav Huna, that the stuff in the gat unplugged, that's slowing down, becomes Yayin Nesek. So therefore, you can't work for a goy at that stage. Because bottom line, you're being nehene from something that's yisur. So they asked the 6-year-old kid. Not that they needed to ask him the question. We knew the answer to the question. They just wanted to test him to see if he knows. He's 6 years old studying Masechet Avodah Zarah. They want to know if he knows anything. So he says, Amar lehu, dorchim ha'oved kohim begat. Oh, he answered, it's okay. So they told the Vaka Menasech Biyadeh. Now what are you talking about? The Oved kohim is Menasech Teyayin. When he's pressing it. As he presses it with his feet. But that's Yayin Nesek in the gut, we learned. So how could you get Hana'a from Yayin Nesek in the gut? It says, Ditzayrinu lehu, liyadeh. So the kid comes along and says, they tied his hands. So he didn't touch it. But his feet are touching it. He's crushing it with his feet. Hadush nisuch teregel, lashemen nisuch. No nisuch ayayin with the feet. So the fact that his feet came in contact with the wine, that's not the issue. Ah, but his hands were tied up. I'm talking about the kid's hands were tied up. Okay, so the kid was right. The answer is good. And she says, "Beshit shenin ben sheshanim v'akam nasek biyadeh u'mishnah harona katanu chazul lomar kedurchim desvil kravuna ben shchetam meshichav yayin." Mishnah harona says, once the wine starts to flow down, it's yayin. So you can't be dorech begad. So what are you talking about? So he says, you tied his hands. So the guy never touched the wine. He tied his hands, but his feet touched it. The nisuch like lime is not considered nisuch. So what are you talking about? It's flowing. We're talking about it's flowing. That was the case. It was flowing. Normally we said, well, yesterday flowing, you can't work with the goy. It's Yayin Nesek at that point. See, he says that. Yeah, right, I agree with Yayin Nesek. The goy was touching it. I'm talking about a case where the guy, they tie his hands up. So he says, so what? His feet are touching it. Feet? And you don't make Yayin Nesek with your feet. Bizayon with your feet. They weren't gozer isur hana on the regel. Okay, Gemara tells another story. Ahu uvda dehava bin harda'a. Story in the harda'a. What happened?
We will now be joined to your conference.
The dashu Yisrael and a goy that his hands were tied up. The wine belonged to Yisrael, and they were both crushing the grapes. V'shayeh Shemuel klata regle. They came to Shemuel and said, Rabbi, mutaru asur. Really, what's the issue over here? Well, the goy didn't touch the wine. He's got his feet involved. It's only a feet crushing situation. So it took him 3 holidays to come up with the answer. He waited. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Why? And she says, that's when the people used to get together on the 3 regalim. I guess Nachamim used to get together as well. So he waited for 3 holidays to pass, to mull over this she'ela, if the wine is mutar or asur. You get the case. Jewish-owned wine. Jew and goy smashing the grapes. Goy smashing with his legs. Took him 3 holidays to come up with the solution. The Gemara says, what took so long? My ta'ma. Idima mishum dekasabar. Maybe the time is because he held. Di'i mashkach natana de'asar. Ki Rabbi Natan osine afilu ma'ana'a. Yeah. Says, listen, there's a shitav Rabbi Natan. At least he held like that. Rabbi Natan's going to hold that even if you use your legs, the item becomes asur ba'ana'a. Says, I wanted to wait to see if my colleagues agree with Rabbi Natan. If they agree with Rabbi Natan, then already it's going to be asur this wine even bana. Where is Rabbi Natan shita, by the way? I'm not going to do Titania. Midado ben biyad ben beregel yimachir. Okay, the goy is measuring how much wine or the height of the wine is in the barrel. So there's 2 ways he measures. One he measures with his hand, and one he measures with his feet. Sticks his foot in there to see how. It goes up to his knee. So, okay, now he knows how to. He wants to see how much wine is there. So it says, if he puts his hand in there, if he goes up to his elbow, or he sticks his foot in there, into the barrel, that's how he's measuring. So the first shita says, Yimachir. Doesn't become a subhana. You can't drink it, because the goy came in contact with it. Doesn't become a subhana, but will allow you to sell it. What does Abinatan say? Abinatan Omer, Beyad Asur. Beregel mutar. Beyad, it's going to be asur af b'mechira. Yad, if the goy touched the ayin, it's going to be in the barrel, it's going to be asur even to says asur b'ana'a. Beregel mutar. But regel will be mutar b'mechira. Okay, so what do you see in this case over here? Look at Rashi, top line. Imashkach natar adasak rebinatan. Yayin b'ana'a b'maga'o sh'ovet kuchavim. Af p'chilon naskol la'avodet kuchavim. So the issue over here, I'll show you the case. Let's get clarity in the case. We know that Ovid Chaim was not Menasech over here. He was working with the Jew. At worst, he just touched it. But you were there with him. You know he didn't touch it for any other reason but to well, not in this case, in the case of the story. Just to crush the grapes. There was no nisuch over here. There was no. The rabbis will say the ayin nesef. The rabbis will say also stam yenam. The rabbis also made the isur that if a goy touches the wine of Yisrael, also is going to be asur over here. So the question is, to what extent were they osir the ayin when a goy touches it? Well, you know he wasn't minasech. In this case, you know he wasn't minasech. It was in the. He was with the Jew in the gap, pressing grapes. Menasech, he pauses for Avodah Zarah. That's Nisuch. He pauses for Avodah Zarah, then we know it's Asur. Stam Yenam also, we don't know. Also Asur. We made another Gezah. They touch Jewish wine, also Asur. To what extent is it Asur if they touch Jewish wine? Asur Hana'ah. So that was the question. She was, I need 3 holidays. What was he waiting for? Because he was Shitav Rabbi Natan. You just see over here. When the Goy is measuring wine. Now he's not doing Nesek over there. He's just measuring. And if he touches it, even if he's touching it to measure with his hand, Rabbi Natan held Asur Bana'a. Lo Yimachir. You can't even sell it. But with the foot, he was more lenient. But with the hand, Asur. So then, according to that, this Goy that was pressing with the Jew, and let's say he touched it with his hands, it's going to be Asur Bana'a. Even though you know there was no Nesek here. He didn't do anything, just touch it. So that's what now, if you go like Rabbi Natan, then it's going to be Asur Bana'a. So he waited 3 regalim to see if anybody's going to subscribe to the Shita of Rabbi Natan. And therefore this one's going to become Asur Afidu Bana'a. That was his she'ela. So Gemara says, wait, if that's his issue, there's no problem. Imadama Rabbi Natan Biyad Beregel Mi'amar. Exactly. He only said by hand. Our story was talking about where the goy's hands were tied up. And he's only doing it with his foot. That means even according to Rabbi Natan, if the goy touched it with his feet, he's also Matir Bana'a. So then we have no issue on that also. So that can't be his Safek. He says he was waiting to Rabbi Natan. What did Rabbi Natan say? But this is Biyad. The goy touches the yain Biyad, Asur Bana'a. Okay, fine. This was not the case even then. This was better than Rabbi Natan. So he says, Ela, you know what he was waiting for? Timashkach Natana Deshari. He was waiting to find the Tana to say he could drink it. Why? Rabbi Shimon. Because it's a Shitav Rabbi Shimon, which we're going to see. Which means, until now we learned what? If the goy touches it, let's say with his legs, so we said you can't drink it, but you can sell it. Correct? So now he says, I'm waiting. Maybe I could find a rabbi that'll be lenient. Then I say, if the goy touched it with his legs, that you could even drink it. That's what I was waiting for. Because we still now, we said, Asur Bana'a. Maybe it's even Mutar Bana'a. So he's waiting. Right? No? That's the subject now. When a goy touches the wine with his feet, how far does it go? Mutar Bana'a. But the question he wanted to know, maybe it's Mutar B'Shtiyah. Maybe it was Mutar. Who Shita would be Matir B'Shtiyah? He says it's Rabbi Shimon. Where's Rabbi Shimon? We're going to see it on Daf Samech Amud Bet. The case over there is the goy fell into the pit. The goy fell into the pit by mistake. So it says you could drink the wine. He touched it. So you see what? According to Rabbi Shimon, that if he just touched it, and you know he didn't do this, he fell into the body. He wasn't the guy who fell into the wine. No problem. Oh, so again, so let's review this last episode. You had a rabbi, they gave a case. Case was what? The goy and the Jew were making wine, Jew's wine. Goy was what? Crushing it with his feet. They came to the rabbi, Shemuel, rabbi, what do we do with the wine? I need time to think about it. Took him 3 holidays to come to a conclusion. What's the dilemma here? Dilemma is maybe we go like Rabbi Natan. And Rabbi Natan held it's Asur Bana'a. Rabbi Natan only said Asur Bana'a if the boy touched it. We're talking about feet. Now by feet, nobody let you drink it, but Mutar Bana'a. That's what I was waiting to eat a galim for. Because there's a Shitav Rabbi Shimon that says you can even drink it. That if so long as the goy touches it, and you know that it wasn't for Yayin Nesek, according to that, Shita's even mutar to drink. So that's why I want to see if my colleagues will vote like Rabbi Shimon. If they vote like Rabbi Shimon, then it's okay. Now, by the way, that's got nothing to do with feet anymore. That's according to Rabbi Shimon, no matter how the goy touches it. If you know his touchy had nothing to do with Yayin Nesek, you're watching him. You were there. You saw him fall to the border. It's Yayin Nesek Vichy. He owes mutar to drink. So in this case as well, he was with the Jew, they were working. Or measuring it, in that case, Mutar as well. So that's what he was waiting for.